Greg Bench with Regions of Washington Street, your home for the perfect match on Cork's Red FM.
Like, I ran really well. I wasn't sure I was going to do an indoor season because I was quite sick in December. I lost a lot of weight. I had a lot of time off training. And my coach, Sean, kept telling me, keep indoors on the table because it helps you a lot for outdoors. And I honestly thought he was a bit mental. I thought there was no chance I was going to run anything indoors. So what we ended up doing, started to hurdle. We said, right, there was 1 week, 2 weeks before European Championship, there was three races on. It's like three different countries and 6 days or whatever. And he said, right, go and do the three meets. And if you prove in those three meets that you can run okay, then we'll think about Europeans. And I went and I ran pretty well. So then we went to Europeans, but the prep was so short for it that I knew time was not on my side in terms of I had run so little meets and I wasn't as very sharp as I wanted to be. But at the same time, I had this feeling that like I would pull something and that whatever I pull, I felt like it would be close enough to win it if I got it right. But I also was aware that, okay, it's going to be a little bit tight. So I'm happy that I ran 7.95. It's the quickest time I've run in 7 years. I'm not happy, though, that two girls ran 7.94 and that I was fourth, like, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was just 0.1 of a second off third as well. Like,
yeah, it's a hundredth off second and third. So, yeah. And I was next to the Turkish girl on her left, so I couldn't see at all where the other girl, I ran to beat her. Like, I just, I knew she was the favourite and I just thought, right, try and beat her and you'll have it, like. And I ran her pretty close, you know, but yeah, disappointed, but it's kind of funny. There's been a lot of, I guess there's nothing official. There's been a lot of rumours and speculation, so I'm not sure that result might change in the next few weeks anyway. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Like, were you actually surprised, though? Because the way you mentioned your preparation wasn't what you probably wanted it to be.
Yeah, I was kind of saying to the people who were close to me that, like, it's like every time my head kind of decided, no, you know, like, because I'd hurt my Achilles as well in November and I'd had an injection. And so I spent 3 weeks in a pool as well. So I hadn't had a lot of time running, like, after the Olympics. I'd also gone to full-time cookery school to have a complete break from it all. So it's like every time my head was like, no, you know, realistically, this doesn't make sense. My body kept giving me these reasons that, like, it should go out and run, you know. Like, I'd come to training and I'd have been really sick and I'd say, we'd have a session. And I'd be like, oh, you know, it's not going to make sense for me to be able to do the session because I've been so sick. And then I do the session really well, like. So yeah. I don't know. I think I trained so hard last year for the Olympics. A lot of that was maybe still in the tank. And I guess that I love to race. Like, I do love to race. And that probably helps when you've had kind of bad preparation.
Would that give you a lot of confidence, considering that your preparation, like you said, wasn't what you wanted it to be, but you still pulled out such a good performance? And like you said, that your fastest time in 7 years.
Well, where it gives me confidence is, like, I've done full indoor seasons in the past 6 years and I haven't been able to run that. Like, I've had a month and a half on the circuit and it just hasn't come together in that way. So for it to come together almost so easily, like, makes me think, right, if I can do things a certain way, I've got a huge chance of breaking my Irish outdoor record. And, like, I've loads of respect for my Irish outdoor record because, I obviously I'm biased, but I think it's really fast. So, like, It makes me think, right, you have a huge chance of breaking that. And to be honest, the time, my outdoor record most years would be top four at kind of world or Olympic standard if you run it on the day. So, you know, the way I'm looking at it now is, right, do everything I possibly can for August and try and break that on the day in Moscow, and wherever it leaves me, it leaves me.
Yeah, like, obviously, I guess you were on a high after getting such a fantastic time. And then the story about the grants broke there a few weeks back. What was your reaction to the cut?
You know, I've known since December, so I had time to kind of get used to it, I guess. I mean, part of me did feel like, okay, go out and if you run really well at European indoors, maybe it will be reviewed. They did indicate to me that no matter how well I ran at European indoors, they probably wouldn't review it. But I kind of thought that, no, surely it would be reviewed if I ran certain times. But yeah, like, it's, of course, it's totally disappointing. And you can't, like, I find it hard not to take it personally, like, because it's me. And it's kind of like, it looks like that's kind of the opinion of my athletics and where I'm at. And I don't believe that that's where I'm at because, you know, the time I ran at European indoors would have medaled last year at World indoors.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it is what it is. Like, I can't, you know, I could sit around and completely get depressed about it, or it's only a few months to World Outdoors in August, and the way I'm looking at it, like, I sat down and I looked at everything and I just prepare for World. I don't think about anything beyond that. I'm going to prepare for Moscow and throw the kitchen sink at it and try not to worry about it.
Mm. Is it kind of difficult when the figure does go public and everybody gets to see it? Or I suppose you'd probably be used to that, would you?
I'm very used to it. I knew in December, so, like, in fairness, like, most people's reactions are very surprised and they're quite supportive, and, you know, so I guess in one way it's kind of nice that it goes public, because you have people, like, people know the amount of money you're being given, say, to run your athletics, and now it's 12,000 euros, so to kind of run, you know, to do my whole thing as a high-performance athlete on 12,000 euro, I presume people get that that's kind of difficult. So, yeah, I guess in terms of, people are so nice about it that it is quite nice, but then it opens up this massive debate about performances, and you'll always get a percentage of people then who slate you a little bit, I guess. And so I try and avoid reading too much or listening too much of it.
Did they explain to you back in December why you were being cut?
They said to me that they were sticking exactly to the criteria that is set down. But, I mean, for my grant, they haven't stuck to the criteria in about 4 years, because they've had me on the top one, and the criteria that they have is very, very tough for a track and field. Yeah. So they've always kind of made me an exception, I guess. And this year they were like, well, we're not doing that anymore. We're sticking to the exact criteria. And because, see, I got injured at World Championships in 2011, so I had no championship performance in 2011 to justify it being any higher. So they explained that to me. They didn't stick to it for everybody. They, you know, they did in most of the cases, but they didn't for everybody. So, yeah, that's what they explained.
Is the way your year is planned out now completely different than what it would be when you're on 40K?
Yeah, like, when I found out in December, I talked to my coaches about it, and I never, if I need to, like, the way I choose my races is very different to a lot of athletes. It's I'm very friendly with a lot of the American athletes, and they think I'm mental because I never go to races for cash. Like, I never do the big, like, there'd be races on in, like, Russia and all these places that are, like, big money races and stuff. And I always choose my races to prepare for a championship, which often means, like last summer, I would have spent a few grand, like, on flights going to small meets, because small meets wouldn't have had the budget to pay them. But I'd know the benefit of a small meet and where my training's at and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So I guess I've had to kind of, I'll have to look at that now. And then, like, I'm thinking about going to America actually in May and doing some meets over there. And those meets, like, the costs and stuff are paid for. So that's something I haven't done before. But, you know, maybe instead of me looking at it really negatively, I'm trying to go, well, you need to change to run better anyway. You need to change. You can't always do everything the same way. And I guess my grant being a lot lower is forcing me to do things slightly differently. And maybe that will benefit me.
Yeah, is there a siege mentality in a way? Kind of like, okay, they've caught me, I'm going to prove them wrong.
Well, do you remember Paul O'Connell saying, like, with Monster, like, they're better when they're bitter. Yeah. Maybe that's the way we'll go.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to run a European indoor final knowing that's my, like, you know, people go like, oh, hey, you know, a championship's like, you come out and you run your best, like, but championship, like, and sprint hurdles race, I take it like it's fight day, like, you know, you have to, like, it's kill or be killed, like, those, every single one of those girls wants you to hit a hurdle and fall or destroy you in the race. And, like, I guess I get tough from decisions like this. Isn't the first time my grants have been cut. They go up and down all the time. I mean, it's never been cut this low, but it has gone up and down all the time. And, you know, I think most of the years that it's gone down, I have ended up running national records and they've reinstated it. So, you know, I could get upset about it, and I did in December for a couple of days, and now I'm beyond, I don't have time to be upset. You know, World Championships are in August.
Yeah. What are the hopes? Like, that's a target for the rest of the year, to kind of tune up for that and hopefully do well there.
I want to be in the final and break my Irish record in the final, and see where that leaves me. Like, that would be ideal. That would be totally amazing. That's something I wanted to do at the Olympics last year, and it never worked out. So I hope I can do that. And as well, Moscow is where I won my world indoor title. So it's kind of one of those cities that has, it's just a bit special for me.